This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With all those boxes on doorsteps these days, we'll find out tomorrow how UPS did in its most recent quarter. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Shipping companies have expanded capacity to handle the surge in deliveries during the pandemic. Supply chain management professor Dale Rogers at Arizona State University says shippers have also had to upgrade safety.
All of those costs are hitting the bottom line of a lot of these carriers.
Rogers says shippers are also servicing sectors of the economy that aren't doing so well. For instance, Rogers says there's a shortage of semiconductor chips right now, which means that there are less of them to ship to computer and auto manufacturers.
So all that kind of stuff directly affects logistics companies like UPS.
Last week, the company announced it'll sell off its freight business, which focuses on trucking cargo around the country. Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution says that's a bet on the profitability of home deliveries.
First and last mile deliveries or pickups is absolutely the high growth area here.
UPS says the sale will help the company be better, not bigger. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.